Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Wednesday, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. I still can't get over how bad of a boss this Amy Klobuchar just doesn't look. I mean, I watch her during the Kavanaugh here. I've seen her at other times, but my goodness. You know, following up on people when they take other jobs and trying to stop them, calling and saying bad things about. I mean, come on. That's not a good quality. Now, that's being called sexist. You're going to see everything is going to be called sexist here. If some of these women are bossy, you can't say the bossy word anymore. And Klobuchar seems to be an horrifically bad boss by all accounts. But getting someone to shave your legs, wow, I can't even imagine that if you're a staffer. Well, I guess after you have them get your dry cleaning and then do your dishes, you see how it's gone up. I don't know what's left after that. I don't know how far it could go, but wow. Is that someone, you know, that this is not going to come out during the debate? She did appear on Fox yesterday, which was good, with Bret Baier. You know, she's one of the few. You're not going to see Elizabeth Warren. You're not going to see Gillibrand particularly, I don't think, will ever appear on that. They just won't do it. So that's a little bit different. Okay, now, speaking of food, just talking about vegan. We have a minor league ballpark, Dunkin' Donuts Park. Hartford, Connecticut, that really is jumping out, making news, because they have banned from this minor league too, really is even more of this, Cracker Jack and peanuts. So both foods, peanuts and Cracker Jack, are banned. Now, they had experimented with, you know, doing a day or having a special spot in the park because of the peanut allergies and all that stuff, where they weren't allowed. I'm okay with that. You want to do a day where you can come to the park, you're so allergic, you don't have to worry. But now they have banned it, and they say it happened because of 7-year-old Henry Belaksky was one who has this dangerous peanut allergy, and they're told that this is wildly popular. Baseball games are really challenging for someone with a nut allergy because the father says if he steps on a peanut and takes off his shoe, he could go into shock. Now, I don't know why he's taking off his shoe then. All right? Or I guess if he touches it in any way, shape, or form. So we've seen this battle over the last 10 years. Schools now have special spots in the cafeteria where you have kids that have allergies. And a lot of this is not just psychosomatic. A lot of it is true. But isn't the thing that you do, you either cordon off people in an area where there's not going to be any chance of coming into contact with any of these things that might set this off. Now, according to food allergy research and education, 2.2% of kids and 1.8% of adults have peanut allergies. So even though those percentages are low, that is a lot of people when you take the entire population. The point is, though, how in the world do you ban things that are Americana that are connected to a ball game that they can't be there at the park? Well, they're thinking they'll bring in more people and other people. I don't know if people sneak in peanuts, what happens to them? But isn't that it? You know, you don't have to pick up the shells. Even that, I try to keep them in the bag. But salted peanuts at a game, a beer, that this is Americana. It's tradition. And this is a minor league park. Now, this is another example of where, rather than trying to, in some way, be inclusive, people that have difficulties, let's get them involved. Let's try to accommodate them. As I said, so occasionally you have a night where the ballpark has been scrubbed down, there's no allergy, and none of it's allowed. Or you have a section that you have to be careful with. Maybe it's a box or whatever where people come that have that, and they're kind of away from it. But to just say you can't have that at a ball game, this just shows you how this mania starts. And I remember over the years when we talk about it, we always get angry callers. Well, you don't know how life-threatening. I get that. Does that mean, though, that you shouldn't have a food that people like and that fits the setting of a ball game? 855-839-1210. And then you would think the numbers, it's 2.2%, they say. You would think the number of kids, it's like half. No one seems to know why people have more allergies today, or apparently do. It's not just the peanut. It's a whole bunch of things with kids. But it just struck me. Dunkin' Donut Stadium. You know, the ultimate.
I'm curious, what when they sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, what are they replacing buying peanuts and cracker? Well, I guess you can keep Cracker Jacks in there, but what are
no,
you
No, you can't have Cracker Jack either, apparently.
So what are we putting in place of that in the song? Buy me some cotton candy and a hot dog? No, we don't know what kind of meat that is.
A peanut topping for Sundays was also eliminated. The company's name is emblazoned on the venue to make sure the food it serves here doesn't include peanuts. Fans and whose bags are checked upon entering are not allowed to bring in peanuts from the outside. Wow.
That's a staple, too.
Right. Well, Bill, to your point, the ballpark's food service contractor gives the team a percentage of what's sold. Last year, that included 10,432 bags of peanuts at $4 each, 2,262 boxes of Cracker Jack, $3.75 a pop, more than 50,000 in snacks, and it's only a minor league team.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is that they're willing to give that up. They're getting publicity and all, but you know, what about the people that like? What about their rights? What about the people who like this? Well, come on, Tom. Your right to eat a peanut at a ball game has to give way to a kid who can go into shock. Now, I gave you how we should try to accommodate people. Does it? How much accommodation can you make? This isn't accommodation. This is, you just have to give up something completely. That's what it comes down to. Is it that serious? I know there are people listening that probably have children and have all kinds of things, and you feel for that. But does that mean that everybody else can't do something they like? Can't you be inclusive and do the things that I suggested? That's a lot of money for a minor league team to give up, though. Be interesting. All righty, 855-839-1210. You'll get in with Don right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push #1210. On the big story of the day, it appears that President Trump is playing this out a little bit to find some landing spot. But it appears he is going to sign, he's going to give way and sign. He won't veto whatever this deal is. And we're still seeing wild stuff back and forth of what's in the small print of the big deal over the wall. Hannity and others think, though, he'll then declare a national emergency. And in declaring the national emergency, then start funding of a more significant nature, more money that's in the budget. Who knows how much that is? So the question is this. If President Trump just signs this and says it's the best we can do at this point, are you okay with that? Doesn't he have to take step two, which is, in addition to that, to take some bold action, either to declare a national emergency or just say we already have money in the budget, this is a crisis, I don't even have to declare a national emergency, and move that money around. Take the money that's already there. I know the stuff, fanciful stuff about taking El Chapo's money. I don't think that's going to happen. I wish it were. I have a sense over the last couple of days that people are pretty down at this point, though. After all this fight, after hanging through the shutdown, after everything that went on here, to come up with this amount of money, and who knows what strings are attached on it. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Maureen in Berwyn on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Maureen, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. I wanted to talk to you about the food allergies
yes.
and the games. I actually have three kids with three food allergies, and we actually have to rent one of those food allergy suites in order to just go to a
okay.
game because my kid's going to anaphylaxis.
Well, isn't that a good accommodation?
It is, but we also, I think the statement that you made about choosing, the finances for the team and making the money and being able to eat your peanuts and beer while watching a game versus a kid's life, I don't think you understand, because I think if you've watched a kid who actually has had an anaphylactic reaction, you wouldn't want to risk that. If this is a child's life and it's a disability, I equate it with, you know, having the ramps and everything for people in wheelchairs. Nobody complains about that.
Well, Maureen, with all due respect, though, you're taking away my right here when I'm trying to accommodate you with days that you can go to the ballpark that will be peanut and other allergy foods free. Or
right, and unfortunately, they don't always clean the best. I've gone into the boxes and seen the shells there. So you're risking a kid's life for your peanuts and your beer and your money.
Well, no, it's not. It's just not my peanuts.
If you can sleep at night with that, Dom, then that's okay.
Now you see where you go with this, Maureen? Look, I can't imagine what this is like, but you see where you go right away. Can I sleep at night?
Well, but can you? I mean, seriously.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, to say that I have a right to eat a peanut.
Anaphylactic reaction.
No, I'm not wanting to cause that at all.
Eat the peanuts at home. Why don't you eat your peanuts at home? Aren't you going for the game, not the peanuts? Come on, Dom.
You just listen to yourself. This is exactly, Maureen, what you've degenerated into in just a minute here from something that we could settle.
It's an awareness, Don.
It's not an awareness. So we shouldn't be, I guess we shouldn't.
Your family has it,
I guess we should not be eating peanuts in public. We should ban the peanut in public then, essentially.
Dom, every time an allergy kid eats, it's like Russian roulette. It's like given a gun with an unknown, barrel with a bullet in it. It's a threat every time a kid.
But you didn't answer that. So then the peanut in public, this ought to only be in your home, I guess.
Well, I think it's only common courtesy, don't you? So that you can save a kid's life.
All right.
Need your peanuts that much, Dom? Come on.
Yeah,
really,
I do love peanuts. Thank you, Maureen. And look, I can't imagine her burden. Let me just say that. And again, I would make steps to accommodate. You have peanut-free days. You have sweets that she talked about where you go. But yeah, you do have a right to eat a peanut at a ball game. And that other right doesn't trump it. Not the way that I see it. Every effort should be made to accommodate, to be inclusive. But does that mean I can't sleep at night now because I'm eating a peanut and it came down to eating in public? What I'm saying, I just think the complete ban, is this where we're going to go? How many different things are we going to do this on where somebody might be injured by this? Shouldn't the role be accommodating everyone? All right? And that means maybe some nights, maybe they do more. Maybe they do it once a month. Even once a week, it's a peanut-free night. And apparently, they know how to scrub down the ballpark and all that. I'm fine with that. Now, that's putting some burden on people that might want to go that night. They can't eat peanuts. Or the suite, where it's accommodating toward this. Wow. But I'm not going to be pushed around on the idea that how could I sleep at night if I want to eat a peanut at a ballpark? 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. I know the burden of a parent in that situation has to be immense. It does. I don't know what that's like. Thank God. You may not. Does that mean, though, say the Phillies or whomever, you should just say, hey, come on, certain foods you can't eat.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.